Welcome to the Massage Life Podcast. My name is Jordan Pearson. I'm a chartered professional accountant, and I'm here with Melissa Pearson, who's a registered massage therapist. And I feel like we're just pulling at straws at this point.
What do you mean?
We've run out of useful things to talk about, and now we're just going to talk about gross things that massage therapists do. Right? That's the topic for today. Gross things that RMTs do. We've run out of useful content.
That's not true. I have a long list of useful things. This can be useful.
I guess so. Yeah. So I haven't come prepared as usual.
You don't need to give that disclaimer every podcast.
I feel like I do. Because I usually just sit here and I don't know what value I bring to this podcast. More like a color commentator.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Should we dive into this? So we have a list of things.
Yeah.
I feel like this could come across as being super judgy.
No, agreed. Yes. So, disclaimer, we're not judging anyone.
Well, we are, actually. The disclaimer is you don't need to be offended. Just chill.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's good to take some time to think about the things that you do. Going back to our episode from a couple weeks ago about feedback, right? Sometimes you get feedback and it's like, oh, wow, that's I should stop doing that, right? That's kind of weird or gross. Or
I never thought of that.
I never thought of that, right? And so we may bring up some things in this podcast that will prompt some changes in people.
Right. And maybe initially you're like, nah, it's not a big deal. But it's like, just pause and think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe people are totally on the same page as me. I don't know. It's interesting to hear from people what they think.
Maybe people have just embraced being gross.
I do feel like people have changed a lot since COVID.
Right.
Even I evaluated what I was doing. There are big changes that I made. Well, maybe not big changes, but little changes that I made after COVID that I was like, oh, I probably should have been doing this all along.
Right.
That now is just a part of my natural, normal routine.
Right.
And so I'm sure that's the case with most people as well, but who knows?
Okay. Should we dive into this?
Yeah. So the first one, and this one I know for a fact happens because I worked at a place where other therapists would do this. And that is, if you use coconut oil, the non-refined kind, so it's solid at a room temperature.
Right.
As long as the room's not too warm, it should be solid. They will put it into a container and they will reuse that container for multiple clients. And they dip their hands directly into it, use it on the client, and continue to dip into the container.
And then go on to the next client.
And then go on to the next client with that same container. So that container's contaminated now because you've touched your client and they have who knows what on them. And then it's going back into the jar.
Right.
Okay. Right. It's disgusting. Can't do that. So if you want to use coconut oil, that's fine. But you need to have... So at this place I worked, we would have smaller containers, like a little tiny, they're almost like those food prep bowls. You know, if you like watching a show where they're, you know, making a fancy meal, they have like pre-measured out spices and stuff into like a little bowl. Use something like that where it's individual. Now, the problem with that, and I get why people don't want to do that, is you have to guess how much oil you're going to be using for that client.
Right. Okay.
And often it leads to waste because you put some in there and now... Well, you want to overestimate, right? Because you don't want to be halfway through the massage and you've run out of oil. And so now there's this random amount of oil left that you're not going to have to throw out.
Are there any other oils that massage therapists use that are of the same consistency as coconut oil? Like where it's a solid?
Because
I know you use holly oil.
No, I don't use holly oil anymore. I use a lotion now.
So like a massage lotion?
Yeah. Okay. A massage lotion and it has a pump.
Right. So you have
most
a little
have
bolster.
Pumps.
Bolster?
Holster. I do have bolsters too. That's a pillow.
See, this is why I shouldn't be on this podcast because I clearly don't know anything about massage life.
You can ask questions.
Except applying cash receipts to open invoices that have been imported from Jane into QuickBooks.
Thank you for that. Yes, we'll do more boring accounting ones soon.
Yeah, okay. Can't wait.
So... back to the oil in the container thing. Don't do that. Or if you want to use coconut oil, put it into a container, warm it up, and then make it into a liquid consistency, and then you can pump it out. You have options here. Or just don't use coconut oil at all. Because I used to love coconut oil. I don't know why. I do like the smell of it. But as a client, it doesn't feel nice on your skin. It feels very like sticky. And
it feels gross.
It makes my clothes musty. And as a therapist, it made my sheets musty. Like, I don't know if musty is right the word, but it just left a weird smell in my sheets.
It's nasty.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't like it.
So if you use it, you should at least be giving your clients a different option, right? Right. Give people choices.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I had a therapist once a little while ago who asked if I didn't want to use coconut oil. Or I forget how she approached it, but I was like, yeah, I don't like coconut oil. Can we use something else?
Right.
I'm surprised that therapists still use it. I feel like we're just complaining on this podcast, right? But I really don't like coconut oil.
Right.
I feel gross. I feel like I need to take a bath after.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my clients take a bath or shower after a massage anyways. Like, because it gets into your hair and whatever, but...
And I find it's hard to wash off, right? Like, when I do shower after a coconut oil massage, man, I gotta, like, wash myself, like, two or three times.
It's like, take one of those pumice stones to your whole body.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, moving Next on thing. From that. So, this is another one that, again, I know places do this, because I've worked at places that do this, where they don't wash the top blanket.
Okay.
So, they reuse that either for the entire day or... For the entire week.
You know who else does that? Hotels.
Okay. Do we know that for a fact?
They must, right? Because you have to think about, like, you know, we've stayed at some nice hotels.
Yes. We're at the Ritz-Carlton every weekend.
Yeah, we're poor.
Is Ritz-Carlton, is that a hotel? Like, yes. I've never seen
Yes,
that.
The Ritz is like, that is okay, the well, five-star
okay,
hotel.
Okay, well, I've never seen it because obviously we don't stay there.
Yeah, we do not stay at the Ritz-Carlton. We stay at the Hilton. okay, yeah. Well, you have to think some of those comforters on those hotel beds are massive.
Yeah, but I feel like they probably just wash the cover of it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they've got to.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's gross. Okay, well, I'm not a hotel and I'm not doing that, so.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, you need to wash everything. And a lot of therapists say that, okay, I can reuse the blanket because it doesn't touch the client, right? They scooch it out of the way as they do their draping. So it's not, they're not using the blanket to do the draping.
Yeah.
But you're touching the blanket with your infested hands now.
Your nasty coconut hands.
Coconut hands are all over it. And you don't know what happens when you're not in the room.
Yeah.
Okay? People can sit on the table to put their socks on.
I'm going
to
put my bare ass on every...
Disgusting. Just rub it in.
From this day on.
Right? You don't know. And so I really think it should be washed every time.
I feel like...
You're being gross.
I feel like the next episode is just going to be you.
Just like, Jordan has now been kicked off the podcast.
Jordan is no longer a part of this relationship, both marriage and professionally.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so wash the sheet.
Blankets, yes. All the blankets.
Yeah. Just do your laundry.
Yeah.
Or hire
me
to come.
Some people also don't wash the fitted. Like, they'll put fitted, flat, and then another flat, and then blanket. It's like so many blankets. But they sometimes just keep that fitted on all the time. If you have a linen service, they don't wash the fitteds. They only do flats. And so they don't want to have to do more laundry than necessary. So they cover the fitted with a flat. And then the client lays on top of that.
Oh, I see.
But I think, again, you should wash everything. You don't know if the client accidentally got under that one and was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be under this one. And then, I don't know.
I think
everything should be washed. Just wash it all. Yeah.
Yeah. One load of laundry, just do it.
And I know it's important because... I had a client one time. So I worked at this place where sometimes I had access to two rooms. And sometimes what I would do is make up both rooms. And then that way I needed less in-between time. So I would see one client out, say, bye, have a great day. And then I would bring my next client back. If they were already there, I'd bring them back and put them in the other room.
Oh, I see.
And then that way I could, while that client's getting undressed, then I would go and do the laundry in the other room.
Okay.
It was just like faster turnover.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but this client, so I go and grab the other client. She says to me, I don't mean to sound rude, but like you wash all the sheets and stuff after, right? Because she thought that I was just like slapping her on the same table that guy had just gone off.
Because you were so fast.
Because I was so fast. Yeah. She was like, surely you didn't change the sheets.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And so like, obviously that's super important to people. Like those sheets need to be clean. All of them.
See, this is why I could never be a massage therapist, because my immediate response to that question would be, laundry? What are you talking about?
Like, just be sarcastic.
No, we don't. We wash the sheets at the end of the day, right? So like, if you care about having clean
well,
sheets,
that's an
like,
extra $5.
You need to book a massage at 8 a.m. You gotta be the first. You gotta be the first person on the table. You don't want the 8 p.m. massage because you're getting like 7 nasty people before you.
Oh, man. I'm sure people would love your humor if you said that. Or maybe not. Maybe they just roll their eyes. Probably.
The best, I think the best review that I got on my business and income tax course was the one where it was like, what did they, I forget exactly what they said, but they were like, Jordan was like surprisingly funny or something about
surprisingly
like,
funny for such a dry topic.
Yeah, something like that.
Surprisingly entertaining for such a really boring topic.
I tried to make it fun.
You have to or else people fall asleep.
Yeah, because it, man, it's boring. Actually, it's not boring. I love it. I really
no,
do
I think
like.
You, I think you did do a really good job of making it interesting, Cam. Yeah. Anyways, and it's important information.
Moving on.
Okay, so all this stuff is just cleanliness things. So the other thing that, and this is one thing that I didn't do prior to COVID, and then it was a big, well, maybe not big topic of discussion, but some people were talking about covering the table heater. So I use full table-sized heater.
Okay.
And I used to just put a sheet right on top of it.
Right.
But oils, body oils, farts, whatever. they're seeping through. They're getting onto the table heater. Right? And there needs to be a barrier.
Yeah.
And so you can buy vinyl covers for the heater and or for like full table size covers. You can use it even if it also if your vinyl is cracked. Like there's various reasons why you might want to use one of those covers. And the reason I hesitated to use one in the past was I was worried the heat wouldn't travel through the vinyl cover.
But it's fine.
But it's totally fine. You can still feel it.
Yeah.
And those covers are only about $70 to $80. And also it protects your table if you're using, because again, my other tip is you need to be washing the table in between each client. So wiping it down with approved cleaners, both the table and the face cradle thing. And if you're using hard surface cleaners, sometimes that can damage the vinyl. So a lot of cleaners are not approved for soft surfaces like vinyl. Mm. And so it can wear it down over time.
Right.
Well, you're going to want to, if you're going to be damaging something, you want to damage the $70 cover instead of your $500, $600, $700 table, the actual table.
Yeah.
And they're really expensive to reupholster. In fact, you may as well buy a new table. It's going to cost you a couple $100 to reupholster the table. You should throw it out and buy a new one.
Right.
Which is unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. And so I'd really recommend using a cover. And
so you put the table heater on first and then you cover it with the vinyl cover and then you put the fitted sheet and everything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lots of layers. Yeah. It's a lot. And it feels like a lot, especially I do mobile. And so it feels like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's important to be clean.
I remember when you were in the early days of being an RMT and I would ask for a massage and you would say, if you set up the table, I'll give you a massage. And I feel like that was the test. And I always just got so overwhelmed. I was like, I don't know what to do here.
like, this is too complicated.
Like, this is too complicated. How does this go? And like, I mean, looking at it now, it's like, it's really not that hard.
It's not.
It's like, how dumb are you?
I'm sure it wasn't that it was complicated. It was just a pain. But it's exciting because I just got approved this past week to have my little home clinic as well. So I do have the table set up in the basement.
Great.
I shouldn't give you ideas.
Yeah, it's set up all the time. It's
set up all the time
I'm
now.
Just going to come home from work. I'm just going to walk in through the front door and just lay down on the table.
Yeah.
Like, isn't Dad home? Like, yeah, he's downstairs waiting. He's like butt naked on the table.
Waiting for his massage.
Oh,
gosh.
Kidding.
Anyway. Kay.
Next thing.
The next thing is...
Let me guess. Clean something.
Yeah.
Just clean your nasty self.
Clean yourself.
Here's an idea. Maybe have a bath. Oh, you haven't showered in a week? Yeah, maybe just like go shower.
No, that wasn't on there, but that's a good one.
Yeah. Have you ever had a massage from a smelly person? I feel like we're getting really judgy, but I'm just curious.
No. I have had a massage from someone who smokes. And just I'm not used to being around secondhand smoke at all. And so that was kind of distracting for the massage.
Yeah.
And it feels whenever I smell smoke, I feel like I'm, you know, in a bar or like in a casino or like you're in the kind of like a dirty place. It doesn't feel like a relaxing place. So it just automatically like triggers me to not be relaxed.
Oh, right. So, interesting. Interesting. I've never experienced that.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the advice there is quit smoking. Yeah. I don't know. Again, not judging.
Yeah, you are.
It's not good for you. Okay, so the other thing was just cleaning your tools properly. So I know there's, for example, cups. I've seen a lot of people clean cups differently, and everyone has kind of a different opinion about how to clean those cups. But so I'm not going to really give advice as to how to do that. Go to your training from when you did cupping. They should have very clear guidelines on how to clean the cups. And
is that something that was covered in the online course that you took? Like cupping course that you took?
Yeah, it was like a big part of it. So I did mine through Cupping Canada, and they have pretty strict protocols on cleaning the cups.
Yeah.
And I know some trainings are a little bit, seem like, I mean, they still have cleaning protocols, but it's maybe not as high grade.
Okay.
But at least just clean them properly.
Yeah. Interesting.
And then, I guess that was it. The last one that we had on here, I think you suggested this one, was speaking moistly.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to remember what Justin Trudeau said.
Yeah.
Remember?
He said, avoid speaking moist. Or
yeah, speaking like moistly. It's the height of COVID, and he was talking about like moist speaking or something.
I can't remember. Gross word.
Because we had an experience recently where a therapist was talking a lot.
Right.
For one. Which, like, again, I understand that people have different preferences. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some people want to go and just relax. Other people, you know, want to talk the whole time, and, you know, that's totally their jam. And sometimes I'm one or the other. But on this one occasion, this therapist, she kept spitting on me. Like, yeah, I kept feeling it.
Right.
Like, and like on my face, on my back. Like, and it was like,
it was free shower.
I mean, I could understand like, okay, maybe it happens once and you're just like, mm-hmm. I mean, that was kind of weird, but it happened a lot.
Interesting.
And what do you say? Like, I just didn't even know. No, like,
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say anything.
I mean, I didn't say anything, but it was, I did not like
so
it.
So what's the solution there?
I don't know. Don't talk.
Okay. Yeah. Talk less, maybe.
Talk less. Yeah.
Talk less aggressively. Come on. Spit flies when you're talking.
Yeah. You know, and that,
you're animated and getting,
right.
When you're heated or whatever, it's like when you're getting all crazy, that's when the spit flies.
Yeah.
Or when you're laughing a lot too, right? When I laugh, that's, yeah.
Right. Now that I think of it, there was a lot of loud laughter.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like, yeah, she was just really into what she was saying.
Yeah.
And so spit was flying.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, it's twofold. When you can like talk in a calmer voice,
yeah,
then it helps your client relax. And then also you're not spitting on your client. If you're just a spitty type of person, then you may want to consider wearing a mask. I saw a reel recently from someone that has continued to wear a mask. And she said that that's one of the reasons why. She said, I'm working really close to people, especially, when you're working on their neck in supine, your face is like inches away from their face.
Yeah.
She said, I'm just going to wear a mask because I don't want to spit on you. It's gross. And so she continues to do that. I'm done with wearing masks. I'm not going to, but one thing I do when I'm working on someone's neck and if we're chatting, I will turn my head to the side. I don't need to be looking at what I'm doing and for most things, right? Like I've done this a bajillion times. I can do this in my sleep, right? And so I just turn my head to the side so that if any spit comes out, it doesn't land on their face. Maybe that's weird, but...
Did you know...
Also, if I have bad breath, then I don't have to breathe on them.
Yeah. You said bajillion. Did you know that bajillion is a word?
It's a real number?
It's not a number.
What? What is it then?
Yeah, so I can't remember. I came across this last week. Because someone said, I think, I Googled it. Because I was like, a bajillion, is that a word? So I Googled bajillion. And it's not a word. I'm sorry, not a number. It is a word. But it just refers to like a large number of things. It's just like an expression that we use.
Right. But it's like, yeah, like gotten official stamp of
approval. Yeah, like, I have a bajillion things to do. It's just, I have a lot of things to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
I mean, I guess not that interesting.
How do they decide, like, new words and who gets to make that decision? They add new words to the dictionary.
I have no idea. Some nerds at the Oxford University.
That sounds like a fun job.
The other thing I wanted to say is people should go back and listen to our episode on embarrassing moments. Because remember you shared a story about the guy that, like, spat a piece of hot dog on your face or something?
Oh, yeah.
Was it hot dog?
No. I don't think I was able to define what the food was. Not like I picked it up and I was like, full-blown hot dog with a bun on it.
But yeah, he was speaking moistly and then a piece of food landed on your face. And it was on your face. And it was so awkward.
Like, what's more awkward, noticed? To leave it there or to take it off? Yeah.
So that was, I think we've done how many embarrassing...
There's just two. I thought there were three. No. Oh, maybe.
Just go back and listen to all of them. They're the best ones.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, was that it? Was that the full list?
The last one was about fake nails and nail polish. So I don't see a lot of therapists with nail polish. And it was one that was, we were always told that in massage school, we weren't allowed to have nails. And I've often wondered why, though. Like, I get it, especially the fake nails, because you can have dirt, like, accumulate underneath them.
Okay.
And so I understand the fake nails, but sometimes I've wondered about nail polish. Why can't I have nail polish, right? I get that maybe it just doesn't look professional, but what if I just had a light colored nail polish? Is that bad? What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Apparently there is.
But what is?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of, okay, I swear someone said once, like, oh, little pieces of the nail polish can chip off and then they're getting onto the client. And I was like, but it doesn't really chip off. I don't know, unless you have really like bad quality nail polish, I guess. So maybe that like the pieces can come off onto the client.
That, yeah, but who cares?
Like, yeah. And it's like, it's not like it's something really gross. Yeah. And there's a risk of anything. You know, a piece of hair can fall off of my head or, you know.
I mean, I'm getting spat on. So,
what's a little flake of nail polish?
Yeah. What do I care?
Yeah. There's that. And then the only other thing I could think of was if your nail is painted, it's harder to see if there's dirt underneath.
Okay.
So then you're not sure if you should clean them, I guess. But it's like, how about just clean them then regularly? Regardless if you can see dirt or not.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'm saying? This is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something I want to look into more because I've been a massage therapist for how long? 16 years or something? Yeah.
I feel like the number goes up every week.
Like, I've been doing this for 79 years.
That meme.
It's been 84 years.
Be like,
what's that from? Twister?
The Titanic.
Oh, the Titanic. Twister.
Twister?
Don't you remember Twister?
Yes. Have you seen the Titanic?
Yeah. Twister traumatized me as a kid so bad. Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, nail polish. I've never gone for a massage and even noticed.
Even noticed, yeah, that's true.
And if I saw a therapist with nail polish on, I would not care.
Right.
I mean, if a therapist had really long nails,
yeah,
and I could feel it,
yes, that might and be that's a little the main weird. Reason. That's the main reason too why you can't have the fake nails too. That would feel terrible. They're right. So scratchy.
But if you have trimmed nails that are painted, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, I want to look into it more. I'll do research and report.
If anybody knows, just let us know.
Yeah.
Even though nobody
can. And I'm 99% sure because I'm a total nerd and read the bylaws of the association. I'm pretty sure it's not in the bylaw association like documents. So.
Right.
Association bylaws. Yeah. Anyway, so that's it. Don't do gross things. Be clean.
Be clean. Don't be nasty.
Now
you were going to share an embarrassing story with me.
In a moment.
Well, there's something else. Oh, okay. You're going to talk about gross. So initially when we had the idea for this episode, I said we shouldn't talk about people. Like, you know, like gross things that clients do.
Right. Reverse it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's just mean.
Right. We don't want to call people out.
Right. Be like, oh, that one hair on Jordan Pearson's back. Like, what the hell is that? Right. I'm not a hairy person, but I have like one hair on my back.
Like, this is my little friend.
This is my friend. Oh man.
Yeah. Anyways. But I do get asked this question a lot by clients. Oh, have you ever had any like really gross clients? Like, they want to know the dirt.
Your clients
on other
will
people.
Ask you that.
Yeah.
And then do you usually say, yeah, you. You're disgusting. That's the, again, going back to what I was saying before.
You would be such an annoying
I would be that
therapist.
Person. Yeah, I'd be like, actually, yeah, we're done because it's you. You're nasty.
So glad you asked. No, so I do share one story sometimes. Because again, I tell them, honestly, nothing grosses me out, really. Like, I'm a pretty chill person. I have 3 kids. Like, nothing phases me anymore, you know?
Right.
I'm fine with, you know, toe jam, you know, bad breath, whatever, like unshaved legs. It doesn't bug me. It really doesn't. BO, whatever.
Whatever.
Just do some essential oils. Like, it's fine. Yeah. things really don't gross me out. But I do sometimes share one story about a person I had. And this person, I don't know, he just had really, really poor hygiene. He worked in a warehouse, so I'm not sure if it was the warehouse or what the problem was, but he would come to me and I thought his skin was kind of a tan color. Like, he was had, I don't know, nicely tan, like darker, like his skin tone was darker. And I went to massage him and the color changed of his skin.
Right.
Like, oh, it's actually very pale.
And he was dirty.
It was pure dirt. It was like a thick layer of dirt. And it was coming off on his back, all over his body.
How is that even possible?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So I think, but see, even if it was from the warehouse, like you would have a shirt on. I don't know, but it was a thick layer of dirt and it would come off on my hands. My hands would be like black and it would come off on the sheets. The sheets were just filthy. And he did smell too. Like, I know that it was hygiene. I don't understand how there was so much dirt though. And like, was he rolling around in the garden? Like, I don't, maybe. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. And so I saw him once or twice and I was like, I can't do this. And I remember I was pregnant at the time and had kind of a queasy stomach. And I was like, I can't do this. And I didn't know how to address it with him in a professional way. And so I saw him again. And every time I would think, oh, surely that was a one-off. He'll be fine the next time. And he wasn't.
Right.
And so he came in. I did the whole massage. I was like trying to just breathe through my mouth so I didn't smell it. And I was like wiping my hands on the sheet. And I was like, oh, I have to bleach these sheets. And then after the massage, I said, oh, I'm going to show you a stretch after, like, whatever. So he opens the door. I go back in. I close the door so that no one else in the clinic can hear, right? Like, this needs to be a private conversation.
Yeah.
I close the door behind us, and I do show him a stretch. And then I said, also, I just wanted to chat with you about something. And I said, I know sometimes you come right after work, which actually wasn't true. I knew he worked, like, night shift, and then, I don't know. I knew that wasn't the case, but right. I kind of blamed it on that. I said,
that's a tactful way of having this difficult conversation.
Right.
Right? Like...
Yeah, kind of
gives him an out.
Yes, kind of gave him an out. Like, I understand there's a reason why this might be the case, right? So I said, hey, I know you just come right from work sometimes, but I think it would be good if you showered before you came for the massage. And then he said to me, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. I'll do that next time.
Did you ever see him again?
So I was like, this guy's never going to come back, right? That's embarrassing, right? I would be so embarrassed if someone told me I needed to shower.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought for sure I wouldn't see him again, but I did. He came back and he had showered. He was clean.
Really?
Yes.
It was like night and day.
It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think I saw him a small handful of times after that. But yeah, I'll never forget. I was leaving finger marks on his back. It was like squeegeeing the dirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so crazy.
I mean, like, good on you for bringing it up. Right? Right? Having that conversation.
Yeah.
And handling it in a tactful way.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have to have some boundaries. And I was like, you've passed my boundary. Like, it takes a lot. Like I said, it takes a lot to cross my boundaries. I'm a pretty right. chill person, but I had to draw the line. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was fair to just, you know, dismiss him, to just say, oh, I'm not a good fit for you, whatever. I was like, no, you need to be told, because you're going to go get a massage now from someone else and no one's told you. Right? It's kind of like having something in your teeth or whatever. No one's told you. Your fly's undone and no one's told you. It's like, can you just tell me?
Yeah.
And some people just need to be told.
Yeah. If somebody has something in their teeth, I tell them right away. I'm like, oh, you have something in your teeth. Yeah. Like, because they don't want, like, they'd rather.
They don't want it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it's a moment of embarrassment, but yeah.
Yeah.
They feel better about that. Anyways. So that was the one. And then, yeah. The only other thing that does kind of, it doesn't make me like gag, but. Sometimes it's the one thing that I do.
Gives you the willies.
It gives me the willies, yes.
What does that mean? What's the etymology of that phrase?
Yeah, who's Willy?
It gives me the willies.
Like the shivers.
Yeah, but what, like...
Okay, we'll anyways. Have to call the dictionary guys who make a who add the words.
Is that going to be the name of this episode?
The things that give me the willies.
The things that give me the willies.
Okay. So it's when people have... tanned or sunburned skin and it starts coming off, and but not in like a big piece, not like in a sheet.
Yeah, because there's nothing more satisfying than peeling that off.
Oh, right? Oh, I like... love it. Between that and picking off scabs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, maybe this is why nothing grosses me out, because I am probably just a gross person.
Yeah. No, but there are a lot of people who are like you. You know that?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Pimple.
The Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah.
I love her videos. Right. Oh, well, some of them I don't like.
They cross a line.
Yeah, they cross, like, there's different, like, genres. Of...
What's your favorite genre? I'm surprised I don't watch those videos. I mean, I have in the past. So, like, I know what they are, but I don't, like, follow
them. I really like the, they're called... deep pour of whiner, the deep pals. They're like huge, huge blackheads. Getting those things out.
Oh, is it like solid?
Yeah. Mm. Like the big rocks.
You know the acronym for it?
Yeah, deep pals. Yeah, they're amazing. They bring me so much joy.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of a story. Can I tell a gross story that's not mine?
Yes.
I worked with a chiropractor.
Well, I think you told me this.
Did I tell it on the podcast?
I don't think you told it on the podcast. Proceed.
But I worked with a chiropractor and one time...
No one's listening anymore, by the way.
Everyone's like, I'm trying to eat. This is gross. Okay, so I worked with this chiropractor and he said he had someone who had a massive cyst on their back.
Oh.
And I think he said to them, hey, you just have a cyst here. Do you mind if I just... And he like offered to pop it for him.
He just like couldn't.
Yeah. I was like, is that in your scope of practice? I don't know. He's a doctor, whatever. So he pops it for him and he said it was just vile. Like it was so gross. And the problem wasn't really that it, like there was a lot of fluid or anything. The problem was that it smelled bad. And so like it was at the end of the treatment. He saw the guy out. But his room just smelled so bad. And there was no window in there.
It stayed? The smell?
Yes.
Stayed?
It was like lingering. And he couldn't figure out how to clear out the smell. He's like spraying it so bad with Febreze and stuff. But I think he had two treatment rooms. He's like, we're just going to close the door on that room and leave it for now.
I thought you were going to say that when he popped it, it like sprayed in his face or something.
No.
That would have been gross. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
So note to self, if you see a cyst or a blackhead, just don't offer to pop it. That is outside your scope of practice as a massage therapist.
But yeah, the sunburned skin stuff with the little bits and they get all over your hands. Yeah. And then they end up on the sheets too. And it's like, it's hard to massage because you feel them rolling up under your hands. And just,
gross.
It's the one thing I like can't handle, but I don't know how, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to use a lot of lotion and you just have to grin and bear it.
Yeah.
I wonder if the clients notice, like if they, maybe when they get up, there's all this like dead skin all over the table. Probably. They're probably like, ew.
Like this is embarrassing. Yeah. Okay, you have an embarrassing story that you've been saving.
Yes.
I've never heard this story, so this is gonna be a real-time experience for me.
It's not that funny.
But it doesn't matter because no one's listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, this past week, I did a mobile massage. I'm at someone's house, and it's like later in the evening, and we're in the basement. The whole house is quiet. He has kids. The kids are down, and I'm giving
him
a massage.
Killed them?
They are sleeping and we're maybe 5 minutes into the massage. Okay. So, and he's a very quiet person. So it's just quiet. Okay. I'm massaging him. It's great. Whatever. All of a sudden I hear wah, wah, this crying sound. And I was like, at first I was like, what is that? And I realized his phone is over on the counter and I was like, oh, it's coming from his phone. Oh, it's probably a baby monitor. Like you can hook your phone. It's a baby monitor, right? And so I hear this crying and I say, aw. It's like a cute baby cry. So I go, aw. And he's just quiet. He doesn't say anything. And then and then it happens again. It's like, wah, wah.
That's creepy.
And I go, do you want me to pass you your phone? And he goes, that's not coming from my phone.
What?
And I'm like, what? And then he says, oh, it must just be in the music. And I said, no, because I can tell. I'm standing up, right? I can tell. My phone is on the other end. They're on completely opposite. Mine's over on this counter over here. And his phone's on this counter over here.
I have no idea where this story is going.
Okay, so I'm like, no, it's not from my phone. I know it's not. First of all, why? Okay, first of all, there's no crying sounds in the music. I've listened to this playlist before.
Yeah.
So I know it's not. I know it's not from the music. It's not coming from my phone because I can hear where it's coming from, and it's over from his phone. And so I was just like, oh, it's not from mine. He's like, we're both just like, okay.
So and you then, just carried on?
So then it's just quiet for another minute. And then I say, maybe it's from a toy. So his phone was on top of this toy cabinet with all these toys, and I could see a baby doll. And I was like, oh, maybe it's coming from a toy. And he was like, maybe. And we just never figured it out. So I'm like mildly traumatized. So during the whole massage, he's just quiet the whole time. And I'm in this kind of creepy, it's not a creepy basement, like it's a developed basement. But I'm like really looking around, like, is there like a ghost baby down here? What is happening? So then after the massage, he like goes upstairs. And so I'm never, ever snoopy in people's houses, right? I just like pack up my stuff and leave. But I'm like mildly curious, where is the creepy sound coming from, because I saw that doll and I was like, surely it's a doll where you like press the stomach and it cries or something, right? And it was just like glitching. So I go over to this doll and I'm like trying to see if it's one that pushes to make a sound. And it did kind of seem like the stomach was like a pushy stomach, sort of. But I pushed it and it didn't cry. And I'm like pushing its feet and it doesn't cry. And I was like, I don't know if it was that doll.
You have no idea?
To this moment, I have no idea where the creepy crying came from. So maybe this is less of an embarrassing story, more of a creepy story.
Yeah. I hope that this guy never listens to this. He's like...
Well, he's probably just as weirded out. I bet he went down to the basement after and was like, what was that? Like fiddling
around. You think? Like he has no idea? Because he seemed... He thought it was you.
He thought it was me. So maybe he just thinks it really was my phone. That maybe my phone was connected to a baby monitor or something. I don't know.
Is there any way that it could have been you?
No. For two reasons. One, what would it be? Second, I could tell. I have good hearing.
Like
I could
where tell it was
where
coming
it was
from.
Coming from. It was coming from the opposite side of the room. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And I know it wasn't just weird. In my head or something. Like it wasn't, you know, I heard... Like, yeah, birds in my music or something. And it sounds like he heard it too. It was so weird.
What if maybe he's like a serial killer and he has like babies locked up in a room in his basement?
Okay, now I'm really scared.
Okay, now things are getting weird. Yeah, this podcast, it's taking a turn.
It's taking a dark turn.
I don't know.
Okay, I think we should just go now.
We have to redeem it somehow.
I apologize to people who come to this podcast thinking it's very professional. Yeah. So we actually do own the Online Wellness Institute, which is professional development for massage therapists.
At least we don't swear on our podcast.
And honestly, our courses are much more professional than this podcast.
Yeah, so they are. They are very
They actually are really well put together. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you can check them out at onlinewellness.ca. Yeah.
Use the podcast 10 code for 10% off.
Yeah. And you can also buy stickers. But the code doesn't work on the stickers.
What is wrong with us? I think I need to go to bed.
Today?
I don't even know why this is funny.
Okay.
Okay, let's just go.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.